This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. About a quarter of the population of Venezuela has left that country. About 8 million people. Most are fleeing a decade-long economic and humanitarian crisis. The Venezuelan economy is now showing some signs of improvement. Here's the BBC's Catherine Ellis.
It's mid-afternoon in the Venezuelan city of Mérida. Restaurants are clearing up after the lunchtime rush. There are some signs of recovery after years of economic chaos. Hotel owner Wilson Molina says business has picked up slightly for him this year, but not enough for his family to get by.
One job alone doesn't work. You have to do something else, something different, to have enough money.
He recently exchanged his van for a small plot of land where he raises goats to sell and breeds rabbits for his family to eat.
The circumstances led me to eat this. Breeding rabbits is cheaper than chickens.
Venezuela was once South America's richest nation, but an oil price collapse in 2013, economic mismanagement and corruption saw the country plunge into chaos, exacerbated by US sanctions. Inflation has come down significantly in the last 2 years, but at 360%, it's still the highest in the world.
So milk costs between $3 and $4. A litre of cooking oil is about $4.
The minimum monthly wage for a public sector worker is $4, the same as a bottle of oil. Jessica Quintero, a nurse, says many of her colleagues have left Venezuela because of low wages. She thinks about leaving too.
But it's crazy to emigrate with children. There's no one working in this. So how can I say I won't go anymore? Who's going to look after people? You had to look for extra job to look after yourself. I have to go out to sell vegetable and raw milk.
Around half of the population lives in poverty. Angel Alvarado is an economist and founder of the Venezuelan Finance Observatory, an independent organization that monitors how the country's economy is doing.
The situation is still very bad for ordinary people. It's a chaos for the economy. The collapse of the state, of the oil industry, the human capital left the country.
For many older Venezuelans hoping to retire, like 75-year-old driver Jose Lobo, stopping work isn't an option. The state pension is now just $4 a month.
I don't earn enough to look after my home for food. I don't have the financial means for any enjoyment. I used to go on holiday each year.
Retirement for Jose and many others is now a far-off dream. But economist Angel Alvarado hopes the recent relaxation of US sanctions ahead of 2024 presidential elections in Venezuela could help.
I think the economy could grow for the next year. And the most important impact is maybe a reduction in inflation.
He says this, along with increasing oil capacity and investment, could lead to some economic recuperation, meaning people like Jessica Quintero won't have to leave. In Venezuela, I'm the BBC's Catherine Ellis for Marketplace.